Welcome to Turgay Evren Podcast. This is your English teacher, Turgay Evren. And today, I will tell you a very easy story. I will tell this story in easy English. Because when you understand this story, you will feel happy. If you don't understand English, you feel bored. You get bored. It is boring not to understand. So I will try to use easy words and easy expressions, easy grammar in this story. Are you ready to listen to this great story? If you are ready, let's start. I was in Diyarbakir and I was going to high school. You know, in Diyarbakir it's very hot in the summer. And again, it was a very hot day. It was in the afternoon, and I was sleeping in the house. When the weather is very hot, it is good to sleep, because you cannot walk outside. It is sunny, and the sunlight is very strong. So I was having a nap. I was having a short sleep in the house. Suddenly, my younger brother opened the door and he called to me. He said, Brother, get up, wake up. I opened my eyes. I said, what's happening? Just I am sleeping, why do you bother me? And my brother told me, get up, mother calls you. Mother is in the living room and there is a girl. She is not Turkish. She is French. There is a French girl in the living room. I was shocked. I said, in Diyarbakir and in our house, there is a tourist, there is a French girl. It is very interesting. I was sleepy. I got up. I went to the bathroom. I washed my face and I went to the living room. Yes, there was a girl. She was dark-skinned and she had black hair. I think she was around 18 or 19 years old. My mother was sitting in the living room and there was also my aunt. My mother told me, see, you are trying to learn English and I have brought a tourist to the house. You can practice your English with this girl. I was really very surprised and I asked my mother, where did you find this girl? And my mother told me, I was walking, you know, with your aunt on the street and this French girl was also walking. There were some dangerous men and they were following this girl. So I saw that these men are dangerous. I took this girl from this man and I brought her to the house. My mother was a very brave woman. She's very brave. She doesn't get afraid of anyone. And she likes adventure. So I started speaking with the French girl after greeting my aunt. And I said, I asked her some questions. She told me she was a student at university in France. And I said, like, what are you doing in Diyarbakir? And she told me, you know, she heard about Diyarbakir. She heard Diyarbakir is a historical city. It is a beautiful place. And she wanted to see Diyarbakir. So that's why she came to Diyarbakir. My mother made tea. We drank tea. And we ate biscuits. We spoke about different things for 2 hours. I was very happy because I was learning English and I had someone in my house to practice my English. So it was a very good opportunity for me. Then I also learned this French girl had a boyfriend, you know, from Diyarbakir. So she also talked about her boyfriend, but she was very happy like after 2 hours, she said, you know, I must go, and she wanted to leave the house, but she gave me her address. She gave me her address, and she also took our address, and she told me maybe she could write a postcard or a letter. Then she left the house. It was an interesting memory. Like some time passed, I started my university. I went to Samsun. And this French girl, her name was Caroli, she wrote some postcards. She sent some pictures. She also sent her photo. Like for 1 year, she wrote a letter to Diyarbakir. My mother sent me the letter. Then I wrote an answer. Like 3 or 4 times, she sent a letter and I wrote a reply to her. And I saw the picture of her city. Her city was a very nice city. It was near the sea and it was really a very beautiful place. Then, you know, Turkish people are very lazy. Again, she wrote me some letters, but after 1 year, I didn't write an answer to her. And like 2 times she sent me a letter, but I didn't answer her letters. And after some time, we lost the connection with this girl. But still, I remember this memory because it's very interesting for me. In Diyarbakir, one day I'm sleeping, I open my eyes, and I see a tourist in my house in the living room. And I speak with this girl for 2 hours. So it was really interesting. My mother is very sociable. She can easily make friends with the people. She doesn't speak any English, but when she understood this girl was in danger, you know, she's very brave and she rescued. She took this girl from these bad boys, from these dangerous people. Yes, you heard this story, and I hope that you like this story. I'm sure that you understood this story because I told this story in a very easy English. I hope in the future, again, we are going to be together in different podcasts, and I'm going to tell you different stories. So see you in the next time.